Kaiser.
Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning, everybody, and I hope you're up with us. I'm Dr. Mitch, Irina with me this morning. We talk, look good, feel good, have great sex, the things that you want to basically have to stay healthy. And it's certainly easy to get to us at 855-DR-MITCH, any question you have. That's 855-376-4824. If you remember, 855-DR-MITCH will get through. And if you want to text us, you can easily do that to 561-789-1588. You're listening to CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer 96.1. Good morning, San Diego. Irina, good morning to you, too.
Good morning. How are you?
So good. I'm glad we're here today, and we're going to talk a little bit about minerals. Lioness Pauling made it very clear that pretty much every disease has some sort of mineral deficiency associated with it. And he was obviously a really bright guy that won the Nobel Peace Prize. He basically said almost every disease will have some sort of mineral deficiency that is obvious. Now, it can maybe be the cause of the problem, or perhaps it comes after the problem. But pretty much, I also did an article one time, actually, with a we wrote a chapter in a textbook, Melvin Werbach, who is a UCLA professor. I don't know if he's still working, but we wrote a chapter for a book that was coming out by a guy by the name of Dr. Novi. It was a textbook for doctors. And one of the chapters, and inside one of the chapters he and I wrote, we looked at micronutrient deficiencies. And we pretty much start off as a baby as having sort of a full tilt. We're perfectly, we've got all the nutrients that our body requires. And then what happens over time, and I don't know, by the way, if that's true anymore, because we're now seeing so much toxicity in babies, I'm not sure that infants are not being born with nutrient deficiencies. What do you think?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I don't know, because we don't really test for it, do we?
No, you don't. We don't really test kids, but we assume you start off your life with no score against you. But I don't think that is actually true, and I think you're right. When they look at cord blood from the baby, the umbilical cord blood, they find at least 200 different chemicals from mercury down the line in babies that are toxic. And these are found pretty much by the Environmental Working Group. It's very expensive, by the way, to assay for even one of these toxicity. It's like $10,000 an assay, but we know about 200. There could be 220,000 for all I know. We don't know. But just for the sake of perhaps a logic for our discussion today, we should look at that when you're born, you really have very little micronutrient abnormality. And as we get older, that gets more steep. Now, we go down these different levels from what we call a marginal deficiency, and we go through something called a functional deficiency, and then we go into something where there's really basically an overt deficiency. And the point of this morning is that the difference between the place where we have just that deficiency, where we don't see any overt signs, but, oh, I'm just tired, I'm fatigued, and the distance between that and something that's fatal is only one step away. We're going to talk a lot about that. We come back. We're going to talk about a new article that someone wrote that shows that this particular mineral puts to shame all of the different antidepressants. You're going to want to hear about it. 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Give us a call. CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. And, of course, text us to 561-789-1588. We're waiting for your call, your text. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let me tell you why you should go to FridgeFresh.com. That's FridgeFresh.com. If you're like me, you buy too much fruit, too many vegetables. You put in the fridge. You go back a few days later and there's like all sorts of hair growing on them. It's kind of disgusting. Some of them are turning green. A lot of it's turning soft. You throw out a lot of produce that you bought. You shouldn't have to, and you don't have to. Fridge Fresh. FridgeFresh.com. Fridge Fresh is a miraculous product. You put in some batteries, You put it in the refrigerator, and a week later, your fruit and your vegetables are just perfect. It's quite amazing. It creates ozone, it fills your refrigerator, and it makes everything last. FridgeFresh.com, it's really changed my life. FridgeFresh is a miracle. I suggest it highly. FridgeFresh.com, only available online, so get it. It's a brilliant product. Save your fruits and vegetables with FridgeFresh.
Good morning, America. This is Dr. Mitch Irina with you, talking look good, feel good, and have great sex. We're here for you, and no judgment in the show whatsoever. You can call about any question you might have. It's easy to do by dialing 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824, and you can text to 561, it's 561-789-1588. And, of course, we're live right now. And we're talking about minerals and what minerals may do for your body. So one of the things that you should be aware of is that the difference between a deficiency and that is minor, mind you, where you have what those symptoms that you go to a doctor for that we call, you know, sort of unremarkable. They're in between. I'm fatigued. I don't feel as good as I used to. I don't lose weight as easily. I just don't feel up to myself. I'm not thinking as clearly. That minimal stuff, which normally a doctor waves their hand and says, oh, you're just getting older. Forget about it. You know, that kind of thing. There's nothing I can do. Well, that area of deficiency of a mineral lies within one little inch of it becoming a fatal disorder. So you understand that when someone gets to that stage, there's a problem, which always takes me to the adage that I always say, if you have a symptom, there is no such thing as it being normal. If you didn't have that problem before when you were younger, then for sure, you do not have anything now, it would not be proper to have it. So just remember, if you have something, don't let the doctor wave their hand. They need to take a look into these mineral deficiencies. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Can you just talk about what is a mineral and what is micronutrient? Is it the same thing? Is it, what's the difference?
Yeah,
because we do test for some stuff.
Yeah, yeah. A micronutrient is, you know, nutrients that you require in well, let's distinguish it, first of all, between a macronutrient and micronutrient. Both are necessary for the proper functioning human body. The macronutrients, everyone knows because they talk about it all the time, a carbohydrate, a protein, and a fat. The micronutrients are required for healthy body and cellular working, but in very small quantities. So when we talk about B12, it's a vitamin, but it is considered a micronutrient. Today, we're looking at minerals, you know, calcium, magnesium, etc. They are the they're the micronutrients, or they're micronutrients, but they're micro minerals. They're minerals that we require. And then there are trace minerals.
I was just going to.
Yeah, I saw your face.
Yeah.
They're trace minerals. They're in a subcategory of the minerals. They're like in very small quantities, like things that are in seawater. Like, for example, you need vanadium, but very little bit in comparison to how much magnesium you require every day, for example. And we should talk about magnesium for a moment, because magnesium is one of the minerals that the body requires, and about 400 different chemical reactions per second actually occur because of the presence of magnesium. So not having it, you know, some people, you ask someone, what happens if you don't have magnesium? Most will go, I don't know. Those of older will say, oh, I get cramps, you know.
How about your heart stops?
Yeah, how about your heart doesn't work? You know, little things like that that you require. But one that you probably didn't realize is a study that was written and talked about on Plus One. Plus One's an online journal that's considered a very impressive online journal that physicians and heart and health professionals read. And it talks about the role of magnesium in supplementation in the treatment of depression. Now, to give you an idea, and I think everyone listening knows that somewhere in their life they've had depression, they estimate at least 3 million cases a year of depression in the United States, and as high as 350 million worldwide. I think I can't say that there's anyone I know that's not had a bout of depression. They don't have to have it for a long time. Some people have long, but do you know anyone that's never had depression?
No, I don't think so. No. But I think they are talking more about that depression that lasts longer.
The chronic, endogenous, the chronic, yeah. So they were looking at things and things. It's a very, it's the conventional medicine is first line just treatment. There are newly approved injected drugs for after being pregnant. It costs $34,000 a year, $16 billion global a year in actual, things like this and around the world. And of course, these drugs are supposed to help people feel better, everything else. But they found in a study on this plus one study, which is really exciting, that magnesium is not only safe, of course, unless you take a huge truckload of it. It's affordable. It's easily gotten to. Obviously, doesn't make the drug companies happy because they're not going to make a dime on it. But who cares? But they found in this study, if someone used a placebo, means nothing, versus a magnesium chloride, 245 to 248 milligrams, which is not even, that a lot of magnesium for 6 weeks, the symptoms of depression improved significantly. They basically said that it worked, if not as good, better for mild to moderate depression in adults. It works quickly. It's well tolerated. I mean, the worst thing you can have is if you take too much is diarrhea. But I think that's a very impressive study, and I think that's important for people to know, no matter where they are, that they have the opportunity to try something so inexpensive when they're down in the dumps. And I don't see any psychiatrist ever writing magnesium.
No, of course not.
I mean,
don't really know much. And you know what? There is also different type of magnesium, right? So the one that's the... In the hospital, there was only one type, was magnesium oxide, I think.
Well, the magnesium oxide that they have, that's the elemental. They used, a different magnesium in this case, but it doesn't matter. Pretty much most of the magnesium, I like citrate. I think it's gets pretty much to be absorbed. Magnesium chloride is fine, too. They have taurate. They have glycinate. They have a whole bunch of aspartate. But the truth is, for this, any of the ones that get into the body well, which I would suggest either a citrate form, aspartate, which gets into the cell well, it's going to give you the answer for this. So being depressed, you may, in the early stages, or if you're mild to moderate depression, instead of taking a drug, which basically doesn't work after a while, or taking more and more of it, or spending your money on something very expensive, or getting side effects from these drugs, like, being sleepy, not feeling well, not thinking clearly, you have magnesium, which is, by the way, involved in learning, too, and getting you to think and everything else. Kind of neat, don't you think?
Yes, and it's a simple test to ask your doctor to run, right? Because, I mean, that's not a what we call the trace mineral, which are sometimes difficult to measure. But magnesium is
very easy
test to order and to
very easy
to replete if not where it's supposed to be.
And I don't think that we went far. I said that there were 400 reactions that magnesium is needed for. I didn't talk about the other things that magnesium does. But when we come back, we'll talk about the other things magnesium do. Let's get into a little bit of iodine. Let's get into some of these nutrients, these what we call macro minerals, to give people some idea of what we can do and how we can help them. But you have to participate in this show. You got to call and tell us what your symptoms or what things you're going through, and we'll talk about something we can do to consider for yourself to help you. If any question is on the table, our number is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. You can also text us to 561-789-1588. It's simple to do that. And just, we're here for you up until, I guess it will be 10 o'clock your time, I guess, or 7 o'clock your time. CRN One Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The show. Jennifer Horn here with your health report, and a topic that is relatively taboo are women's menstrual cycles. There are 77% of millennial and Generation Z women say that they are completely comfortable talking about their periods, but only 26% of these women feel completely comfortable discussing their period in public. And this is even tougher when we talk specifically about African American women. Here to kind of lift the taboo and get us all more comfortable talking about what it means to be a woman specifically is Dr. Kiara King. She is a medical doctor from Chicago, and she's board certified in obstetrics and gynecology. Also on the line, Cece Jones-Davis is a singer, a speaker, and an advocate, and she's working at the intersection of faith and social justice. Cece and Dr. King, welcome into the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Jennifer. We're excited.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this new campaign. It's the Live Radiant campaign. There is a hashtag that you can follow on social media, Live Radiant, and how it's encouraging Black women specifically to start talking about their menstrual cycle, their periods, and to actually share information with other women in their lives, because this is really still a taboo topic, even in 2019.
Absolutely. You know, this space is has been created by Tampax. I think it's really important because menstruation has always been very taboo around the world. And, you know, it was just really time to have a major platform, give space to be a safe environment for women, particularly women of color, to kind of really lean in, ask questions, get the information we need. And so we're really excited to be a part of the Live Radiant campaign, where Tampax is really giving opportunity for a proper education around periods and products. So, but it's extremely needed. So this is a great opportunity.
Now, I am a woman. I think there's plenty of taboos around women and their menstrual cycles, their periods still. But particularly in the African-American community, ladies, speak to me about why particularly there is still this cultural taboo and why Tampax has decided to particularly target this community with the Live Radiant campaign.
So Tampax did a survey of reproductive-aged women.
Uh-huh.
Those women were about ages 18 to 35 years old. And there were a lot of women who said they preferred pads. These were of black women, that they preferred pads over tampons because they thought tampons were uncomfortable, painful, scary, unsafe.
Wow.
And based on that, and a lot of that stems from just not having the knowledge or information
sure.
to properly use tampons. And for that reason, they have identified black women as, you know, wanting more information. About 42% of the women surveyed said that they wanted more information on their periods in general. And then about 55% of those women wanted more information about how to properly use a tampon. So, you know, overall, about half of the women surveyed wanted more information about their periods, about tampon use. And so the goal here is just to be able to provide information through this campaign and equip women with, you know, the knowledge so that they can be empowered.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is so important, because how often do we sometimes have something going on at home when we're young girls and we aren't able to get that instruction from parents? And so we rely mm-hmm. on everyone else to kind of tell us how to do things right. And that can be okay sometimes, but in other times it causes us to have a lack of information. So Cece, tell us about the particulars of the Live Radiant campaign that's being started by Tampax. Tampax, what can we expect when we start following this hashtag?
Absolutely. You can expect to have a platform that shares information about mm-hmm. periods and products. You can expect a platform that that is there to answer questions and build a community of women, and hopefully men too, who want to understand more or be more verbal about, you know, what's happening with their own bodies or their own perceptions around menstruation. And so we are really excited to have an opportunity to kind of dispel myths, have a platform that, you know, will work to dispel myths around products and myths around menstruation generally, and really hopefully open the space wider for African-American women and women in general to be more free in talking about reproductive health.
I want to thank you both for opening so many doors here. In our final 30 seconds, Dr. Kiara King joins us. Tell us where people can go for more information about this campaign to get involved.
Absolutely. So you can follow the hashtag LiveRadiant mm-hmm. On social media. You can also follow Tampax on Twitter and Instagram. Additionally, you can log on to Tampax.com where you can find more information about the campaign.
Fantastic.
And Tampax.
All right, Tampax.com, T-A-M-P-A-X. Dr. King, Cece Jones, Davis, thank you both so much.
Hello, CRN listeners. I'm Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. You can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, normally $89.99, but with the promo code WINNER, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50% off, including the body pillow for only $29.99. Enter promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for these great specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com. CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
This is sponsored by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With the first ever World Narcolepsy Day on Sunday, September 22nd, narcolepsy advocate and president and CEO of Project Sleep, Julie Flygar, is driving awareness about narcolepsy and sleep health.
Narcolepsy is an under-recognized sleep disorder that is often misdiagnosed. Many people with narcolepsy experience symptoms for many years before receiving an accurate diagnosis. Children with narcolepsy are especially at risk for delays in diagnosis since there is a general lack of awareness among physicians that narcolepsy can be a pediatric condition. In fact, more than half of people with narcolepsy say their symptoms started before the age of 18. That's why getting an appropriate assessment by a sleep specialist is extremely important. Knowledge is power. This World Narcolepsy Day, help raise awareness, learn more, and celebrate narcolepsy heroes.
For more information, visit ProjectSleep.com or take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener and find a sleep specialist at MoreThanTired.com.
So we're talking about magnesium. We're going to talk about all the minerals, but we really haven't given you enough information on magnesium, which I think is imperative. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show. Irina, my wife, and sidekick here, co-host, are you with me, which is great. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And, of course, you're welcome to text us to 561-789-1588. First, let me tell you about magnesium, which, if you just joined the show, is one of the most important minerals that are inside the cell. The problem with magnesium is that we measure it inappropriately. The one we measure typically is the plain serum magnesium. And that's not good because magnesium on a routine blood test is not indicative of the magnesium status. It doesn't work really that well. Magnesium is in different areas of the body. 31% of it is intracellularly, which means it's inside the cell. So measuring it in the serum is not measuring in the cell. And, okay, so unless you do a red blood cell magnesium, which measures what's in the cell, you can't tell. That's number one. Number two, only about 2% is measurable in the extracellular space. So when you're measuring magnesium by a plain blood test, you're only measuring the 2%. That's it. And 67% in the bone. So with that kind of information, you have to realize the test that's normally done is not going to give you enough information. I said clearly before that the heart rate atrial fibrillation, which is an abnormal heart rate, which is very common. Magnesium should be immediately instituted because there's many, many studies that show that either by itself or in combination with other medications works better. We also know that low magnesium actually predict overall mortality in cardiovascular disease, in heart and stroke. Overall mortality, all cause. Okay, so therefore, magnesium gives many protective effects. It's extremely important. It keeps the blood pressure down. It keeps the arteries from spasm. It's antithrombotic. It stops clots from forming. The heart muscle cells are dense in the mitochondria and 100 times more cells than the typical skeletal muscle. This is where the energy is made, and magnesium is required to produce the ATP, which is the energy. That's an acronym for adenosine triphosphate. A little over your head, don't worry. Just know that if you don't have magnesium, the heart muscle cannot perform properly. So looking at that and looking at the cause of most heart disease, which is diabetes type 2, it's extremely common. They feel in most studies somewhere between 14 and 50%, according to a 2007 survey, that people are magnesium deficient. So that's part of the problem when we see diabetics as well. So pretty much, you're not taking magnesium, you're over 40, 50 years old, you have atrial fibrillation, you have diabetes, any heart disease, there's a huge mistake. And for those of you who actually have migraine headaches, pretty much they've shown the combination of magnesium and L-carnitine. Magnesium and L-carnitine should be instituted immediately because pretty much it reduces the intensity and the frequency of pretty much all migraine headaches, regardless of what medication they're taking. And outside of that, if you want a mineral that will help you as far as aging, you might consider magnesium as one of them. They found that the cardiovascular aging occurs 10 times faster, 10 times faster in the event that magnesium supplementation is not there. And so it helps with sleep and stabilizing your DNA and DNA replication, et cetera, et cetera. So
it's a muscle relaxer, right? We can look at it like that.
And a muscle relaxer. It's an anti-aging muscle relaxer. Helps the mitochondria, helps the heart, helps the brain, helps everything, and helps people take out of what he caught. And the problem is, which is disturbing to me, is when I said to, for example, my sister, my brother-in-law who had the operation, our brother-in-law, and then they said his heart's irritated, which is not uncommon, by the way, after a surgery of that nature. Because you irritate, you know, you're moving the heart around. If you don't have enough magnesium, that's an issue. So instead of answering, get a red blood cell magnesium. Remember, when you measure this magnesium in general, you're only looking at 2% of the magnesium store in the body. How in the world can you make a determination if you need it in intracellular and the heart muscle needs it to create ATP? So it just shows the ignorance of the residents and the doctors of this hospital.
But anyway, it's like I think that even if they only order the regular magnesium and you look at the scale, which say within normal limits, it will have a range.
Right.
As long as you are on the high side of the range, you can, I guess, assume that your levels are appropriate because a lot of doctors will not order red blood cell magnesium in the hospital setting. I've never seen it in a hospital setting.
Right. I haven't either, unfortunately. But don't you think at least they should put some on and give him some and at least check the regular one? We would hope to do that. You're listening to Dr. Mitch Irina here. We're talking about minerals. And I guess the next most potent, important mineral that that everyone always talks about is calcium. And I want to make it very clear from the very beginning, taking too much calcium, I say more than 500 milligrams. New article says definitely no more than 1,000. Everyone thinks that, you know, for osteoporosis, you need to take calcium to make your bones strong. It's so far from the truth. Calcium is not the cause of the disease. The cause of the disease is the loss of the calcium from bone because of the disease. It isn't the disease itself. And, you know, taking diuretics, yes, you can lose calcium. Taking a lot of vitamin C, it's a weak chelator. If you're taking massive doses, you can lose vitamin C. If you're taking a birth control pill, you can lose vitamin C. You can lose, I'm sorry, calcium. But on most occasions, eating a good green diet and, you know, eating the proper things like spinach and so forth, you'll get enough cancer.
Calcium, you mean?
Enough calcium, I'm sorry, enough calcium. So we're going to talk about why calcium too much is a problem. And most people are taking way too much. So if you're taking calcium supplements, you better look at it again seriously. And if you listen right after the break, you'll find out why. 855-DR-MITCH. Give us a call, 855-376-4824. That's how you get us. Or text to 561-789-1588. You're listening to CRN One Talk Radio. We're also San Diego. Welcome and good morning. AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane ticket, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back. Dr. Mitch Irina here. Look good, feel good, have great sex. We take your call. It's easy. Just give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Someone listening in San Diego, Gene, is on the line. Let's pod Gene up. Mike, please. Hi, Gene. Good morning this early morning, and welcome to the Dr. Mitch Show.
And thank you so much for being there for all of us. I have a question about cellulitis. I got an infection in my leg, and the doctor told me it is cellulitis. It got all red, and my leg had a fever in it. And I'm very, very careful about what I eat. I'm 80, almost 86, and I'm still teaching every day. But this really knocked me for a loop.
And it can, and wow, God bless you to still be teaching every day. That's a wow. You're my hero for the week. That's for certain, sure, Gene. But cellulitis can occur in pretty much anybody. You see, there's bacteria all over our body, on the outside, on the inside. We live in a synergistic, what we call, relationship with the bacteria. As a matter of fact, it helps us. It helps us in many ways stay healthy. It keeps us healthy. Now, it does. But the bacteria in one part of the body does not belong in another. Now, let me give you an example of what happened in your case. So you have that bacteria on your, let's say, your leg where you got the cellulitis, and then either you had an itch, you scratched it, or an insect bit you and took that bacteria, which normally lives on the skin in a, like we said, a synergistic relationship, because we have a microbiome or bacteria of the skin. And now it went underneath the skin, and in that subcutaneous tissue, it doesn't belong there, and it's set up housekeeping. And if your circulation isn't amazingly good, and even if it is sometimes, it may make no difference, a infection occurs, and that will turn your leg red and hot as you have and painful sometimes. And, of course, that has to be treated with antibiotics because that bacteria now has invaded an area where it didn't belong. And, of course, it could turn into an abscess. It can get worse. But most of the time, with good treatment by keeping warm soaks on it, taking an antibiotic, and, you know, just being careful not to get bit or scratch an area, it should go away. Has yours gone away now? Is it gone?
Well, I wish you could see it. It certainly looks better than it did. However, it doesn't look like it's completely gone, and until that happens, I'm not really happy about that.
I don't blame you. There is a substance that we use in professional settings. I use in my office a lot for folks like you. The fact it's going away is a good sign. It's called Argentin 23, A-R-G-E-Y-N-T, or Gentin, T-E-N,
T-Y-N. Y-N-T.
Irina, spell it, because it's A-R, I'm so sorry, A-R.
G-E-N-T-Y-N.
23.
And, E-Y-N, and, okay, A-R-G-E-Y-N.
Yeah,
and you could, and what is it, 23?
Yes, it's called Argentin 23. And, Gene, if you go to the website imconsult.us, which is imconsult.us, that's the whole thing, you'll be able to find it. Yes, I am.
U-L-T is.
Yeah, like I am consult.
I was.
That's all right. I do it again for you. It's not, yeah, let me do that again for you.
imconsult.us.
Perfect. You'll find it there. And if you just keep it wet and spray that area 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, you can't overdo it. You can ask your doctor. There's no way you could hurt yourself with it. There's no side effects ever seen. But because it's a nanoparticularized substance, meaning that in one drop there are 300 million particles, something we can't even think of, it will go through the skin and it will go into that underneath and it will kill any of the bacteria that's underneath there. And if you just keep it wet, it works when it's wet. It doesn't work if it dries. So you just keep doing it. You won't overdo it. You should be able to completely knock this out. And if it's okay with your doctor, of course, I would highly suggest it, because I highly suggest it to my patients when they have this issue. Then you won't have to worry anymore. And if you ever get a bite or scratch down there, you could spray it on. It will never hurt you. It's that easy to use.
Now, is that something that has to be prescribed, or can I buy it?
You could go right to the imconsult.us, and you can buy it right there if you choose.
Oh, okay. I'm fairly, your program is new to me, and I'm not very acquainted with it, but I'm absolutely delighted that you are here in San Diego, and I wish you were here all morning.
Aw, you're so sweet. Well, thank you. We could do that, but then we would have nothing else we could do all day if we were there all morning. But thank you for saying that, Gene. You're a doll. And thank you for listening to the show. We're here for you, and I hope we can help you as much as possible.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. God bless, Gene. I'm Dr. Mitch. We're coming right back at 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Give us a call just like Gene did. We're here to help you. 855-DR-MITCH, and or you could text to 561-789-1588. CRN One Talk Radio, or like Gene, AM 1170 The Answer, or 96.1 FM. We love being here for you. We're, just give us a call. We'll talk. How much time do I got before the break? 10 seconds. That's it. Ah, we've got plenty of time. We'll be right back. Dr. Mitch. Look good, feel good, have great sex.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Legendary food critic Meryl Schindler talks about the Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California.
The Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California, 3301 North Glen Oaks Boulevard, open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when I say breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I mean menus that give you everything you can possibly want. I'm looking at the dinner menu here. They got every sort of sandwich and salad. And not only do they have burgers and hot dogs, but they have burgers and hot dogs made with Beyond Meat and Beyond Sausage. They have a fitness menu. They have senior dining. It is a full-service restaurant with a lot of, I should mention, very good beers and wines. And they have a back room that is semi-private, fits up to 50 people. They offer delivery through ChowNow, Grubhub, Postmates, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. They allow filming at the restaurant as well. Parking lot is great. A lot over 60 spots. It's a terrific restaurant, and I love the fact that it's something for everybody. Hill Street Cafe, 3301 North Glen Oaks. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We're back. Dr. Mitch here with Irina, and we've got two callers. We need to get to them before the end of the show. Mike Potup, Mary from San Diego. Mary, welcome and thank you for joining us today. How can we help you?
Well, I've been told to take calcium and magnesium. Now, I don't know whether calcium citrate and magnesium citrate, is that the best calcium to take, and how many milligrams?
Well, Mayor, both of them are good. Both the citrate forms are good. But here's my problem. Magnesium, for sure, I think you should take. And if you're going to take a calcium magnesium, always, always make sure the ratio is 2 to 1. 2 magnesium to 1 calcium. always. But there is new studies that show that calcium is a problem with heart disease and with cancer. What do we look at for when we do a mammography of the breast? We're looking for calcification, pancreatic cancer, calcification of the pancreas. So too much calcium is a problem. As a matter of fact, a new study just showed, and I'll talk about it on our next show on Tuesday, basically, or next Thursday, shows that if you take calcium, you're going to have a problem with an increase more than 53% of getting a cancer. So you should get your calcium from the foods you eat. There's zero increase in cancer if you're getting it from the foods. With supplement, there is. So talk to the person that said you should take both. Look mostly towards magnesium. And if you still feel you should take both, always 2-to-1. Does that help you?
Well, so is 1,000 milligrams too many then of calcium?
Oh, yes, way too much. Because if you're eating greens and you're eating other foods like sardines, etc., you'll get more calcium than you require and probably only need.
How about 500? Is that good?
That's enough. Yeah. That would be okay. 500 or less, you're good. And take 1,000 of magnesium with it.
Magnesium? How many magnesium?
1,000. Yeah, if you're going to take the 500, I would take 1,000 of the magnesium. That would maintain that 2-to-1 ratio.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that because I've had 3 different doctors tell me 3 different things, and I'm so confused, I don't know what to do.
What I told you is right, and at least you can know you're talking to the person that writes the textbook. So I can tell you that's the best thing to do, and there's a lot, just so you know. Every single cancer uses calcium to grow. So be cautious with the amount of calcium and increase your magnesium. I appreciate so much. Thank you, Mary, for calling.
Well, can I ask you one more thing?
Yeah, if you do it real quick, because we have one other caller that I have to get in. Go ahead, sweetie, go.
Is the citrate the best in the magnesium?
It depends what you're trying to do, but I like citrate because it helps the bowels to keep moving, and yes, it's very well absorbed. So if you're doing the citrate and your bowels are moving good, it's not too fast, it is a great choice usually.
Thank you very much. I so appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you so much for listening from San Diego. Dr. Mitch here. Let's go to Al, please. Mic pod Al up. Let's see if we can get him in. Al, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Yeah, doctor, I haven't stopped sneezing since the early part of February, and it's gotten a lot better, but it still won't go away. It's like half of a cough and half of a sneeze.
Yeah, you're probably got something in your nose, either an allergen, something you're allergic to, maybe mold. Take a look around your environment where you're living, because if you have rugs, get rid of.
Because that was your theme.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite?